The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart, Episode 12, May 19.
Welcome to the world of podcasting.
You are now connected.
It's the Love Chat. The Love Chat.
With Honey and David Hart. And now, your hosts.
Podcasting from San Francisco.
It's Honey.
Podcasting from Los Angeles in California.
David Hart.
Mwah. Imitation.
Imitation
is the greatest form of flattery.
Greatest form of flattery.
Warning.
Warning. This program is habit forming. Hey folks, welcome to episode 13 of the Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Honey and I are here again to try and make your weekend fun, entertaining, and insightful.
Right you are, GH. And oh, by the way, we have an exciting add-on to our show starting today. You know, it's called Do's and Don'ts of just whatever. You know, from dating to resume writing to whatever sports you like. Name it, we have them all for you.
Wow, sounds interesting. You know, I'm pretty excited about our do's and don'ts. What do we have in store for them today?
I ain't telling. They will have to stay tuned to find out.
Fair enough.
All right, let's start off with our heartache of the week.
Heartache of the week.
Our heartache of the week comes from Felicia of Delaware. She goes, "Dearest Honey and David Hart, I have been with my husband Jordan since January of 2000. We met while he was in the army, had a child, and got married. I thought that he was the man of my dreams, the love of my life, honest and faithful. But I thought wrong. As of today, 6 years and 2 children later, I just found out that my husband has been cheating on me all along. Just last month, he up and abandoned our family and marriage to live with his parents. Now that he lives with them, he acts like a single man. He has no respect whatsoever for me, our kids, our marriage, nor even himself. His parents know what he is doing since he brings other girls home to their house. I found out that my husband has slept around with 6 other females that I know of, and maybe more than I don't know of. What pains me the greatest is the fact that he told me that he hates me, doesn't love me anymore, and doesn't care for me. I'm thinking about leaving him, but I'm considering my children's well-being. I don't want them to grow up not having a father beside them, so please help me. Sincerely, Felicia."
Don't worry, Felicia. Honey and I will think of a solution to your problem. In the meantime, let's hear it from Curiosity Shop with a song called My Jacket. I'm feeling cold right now. That's why I need my jacket.
California's number one podcast.
The night. California's number one podcast.
Matters of the heart.
Did you know that women can talk longer with less effort than men? And that has been proven repeatedly. Why? Because the vocal cords of women are shorter than those of men, and so release air through them to carry the sound. It's all a matter of breathing.
Do's and don'ts on TLC.
Alright, for our first topic for our do's and don'ts, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of dating. Now, I know there are a lot of factors that need to be considered. You know, we're not going to give out all of them, but just a few that we think you should know.
Yep, and as we all know, dating is done every day. It's the best way to get to know someone you're interested in. And like what Honey said, there are a few rules to a successful date. No matter how much one follow these rules though, the success really comes from the person themselves. So here are a few do's and don'ts for the first few dates.
Alright, let's start off with the do's of dating. First, you both should plan the date. Pick a place where you both can enjoy yourselves. Second, introduce yourself properly. Usually, a handshake and your name is more than enough. Okay? Third one, offer to do things. No matter what gender you are, there is something you can contribute to make the date great. Fourth one, bring money. You never know if you're gonna need it or not. Because even if they say that, you know, guys ought to pay on a first date, the girl should still bring cash just in case your date is not the type who would pay for both your food.
That's true. In my case, though, I don't let the girls pay. I usually pay for both our meals.
Wow, really? Well, you're a different case. You have millions of dollars. That's why you can't afford to treat everybody out.
I knew you were gonna say that. No, that ain't true. I told you before, I treat girls very special.
Okay, whatever you say. Let's move on.
Alright, our fifth do's. Talk to each other. There's no other way to get to know each other if there isn't no conversation. Sixth, keep up your guard. You should be relaxed. But not too relaxed.
And now let's get it on with the don'ts of dating.
Don't talk about yourself too much. Let him or her find out about you for themselves. Don't show your all. Make the future dates more interesting by showing a little more of yourself. Don't fall too fast. Of course, he/she may be good looking and have a great attitude, but you know, things change in time. Don't tell him or her your feelings too soon. He or she may feel that you are coming on too strong too early. Don't try to figure him or her out. Make it second nature and not a mind game.
Also, don't kiss too early. Kissing can say a lot, but it could give off different impressions.
I like kissing on the first day though.
Ha! I knew you'd say that. Okay, I guess you will like this one better. This next one. Okay, here we go. It says, don't get sexual. The subject may cause the relationship to get off at the wrong foot. And don't take sexual offers if you want a good relationship. Got that, DH? So don't be too fast and eager. Take it one day at a time.
Well, I have one for you. Don't play hard to get. It just delays the whole process and causes confusion, you know?
Well, I like playing hard to get and get a kick out of it, you know?
You're bad.
Yeah, I know, huh? Well, I don't do that anymore. Someone already captured my heart.
He sure did. Anyway, here we go with another song brought to you by music.podshow.com. The song called What You're Wishing For from Adrian Pearce. Only here on
California's number one podcast.
TLC.
Watching my step, don't know how I feel, but somehow I let it slip, slid into your wishing. Just as soon as I had fallen,
You're listening to California's number one podcast, The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart, Adrian Pierce, and she's back with a song called What You're Wishing For. I love that song.
California's number one podcast.
Oh, yeah. So Felicia is confused on whether or not to divorce Jordan because of what she found out about her husband, who has downright cheated on her and continuously cheats on her. She is considering her children's well-being. What to do?
Well, for one, I am not in favor of divorce. I think you should try your very best to save the marriage. Go see a marriage counselor or have him see a psychiatrist, you know, or whatever you call it. Yeah, I think it's a psychiatrist. Do everything in your power to save it. Now, if you have done all these and still nothing happens, then you should indeed part ways. Because you also have to consider not just your children, but also yourself, your sanity. Okay?
Hold on, honey. I think divorce is not yet the solution for her problem. What's important now is their children. I think Felicia should explain to their kids the situation right now. In her husband's case, he really has big problems. Really big, you know? So I think Felicia should really talk to the husband for the last time. I guess there's no harm in trying, just for the sake of the kids. Well, I don't know, this is really complicated. So how about you guys? What do you think? If you would like to give your thoughts regarding Felicia's problem, let us know by calling our hotline 206-338-5691 or email us at tlcpodcast@yahoo.com and we will include your thoughts on our next episode.
Featured artists of the week.
Built the signal that my friends can find. They'll be coming back to get me soon in a neon outer space balloon. Toward the sky,
California's number one podcast.
You're still with Honey and David Hart, and you just heard a song called My Year on Earth by Belt. Keep it here on TLC.
And that song I would like to dedicate to my good friend Giselle. She just found out a week ago that she is 6 weeks pregnant. Congratulations to you and Ron.
And it's bye-bye time again, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll leave you now with our
love quote on TLC.
Opposites attract, but after marriage, opposites attack. Most of the time, we are attracted to people who don't have the things that we have. Incompatibility is why we get married, but it's also used as a reason to divorce. This has been Honey.
And this has been David Hart. Thanks for listening. goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Love Chat with Honey and David Hart. Join us again next week for another exciting episode of TLC.
Connection terminated.